Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is a show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Sarah Nash is in the house. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. Foundation Business Financing is the name of her company. We're going to chat business finance today, along with all the other great topics we have in mind for you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember that number you call any time for assistance. When you call that number, it comes to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan. Plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, we are celebrating today. Now, not that we're back working after having an extended or a little bit of extra time off, but it's National Cheese Ball Day today. What the heck is a cheese ball? I don't know. It looks pretty good, and having anorexia, I might have to try that, but we will see what happens there. Moving right along. They're actually open this time. Last week, I mentioned that to you on Friday. Yeah, they're open, but right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 107 points as we're speaking. Oil down 33 cents per barrel. And, of course, we know what that means in the state of confusion. We're over $3 a gallon now for gasoline right here in the state of confusion. $2.40.7 is the national price. We haven't even got to the latest round of tax hikes from Governor Moonbeam, but we'll get to enjoy that soon enough. 10-year U.S. Treasury, that's pretty much flat. 2.233 is the yield on the 10-year treasury right now. So not seeing a whole lot of change there, not seeing a whole lot of change in the mortgage market interest rates right now. We'll keep an eye on all of those for you as well. One more day, and it's pretty odd to be saying this on the 17th of April, but taxes are not due until tomorrow. So we do have a little bit of a delay there. Yeah, a little bit. Well, we'll wait a little bit. So... But I noticed, I don't know if you were out over the weekend, I saw one lunatic over there in the city of Orange, Trump, release your taxes sign. And I had to stop and say to the guy, do you really care? And after looking at the guy, my guess is, even if he did see Trump's taxes, he probably wouldn't understand what they said anyway. Just a thought right there. I mean, who cares at this point? I mean, I'm more interested, I don't know about you, but my interest level is really in... my taxes. Are they going to go down? I couldn't care less about it. I know he paid $30 million in taxes. To be perfectly honest with you, I'd love the opportunity to pay or to owe $30 million in taxes. That just means that I've made a lot of money. A lot of people say, well, I want to minimize my taxes. Well, I agree. Minimizing taxes is good. But yeah, if you did everything you could, if you paid $30 million in taxes, that means you can afford a lot of tax attorneys, you can afford a lot of CPAs, and you are minimizing them, taking advantage of everything you possibly can. Just a thought right there. So here's the idea. When you think about that, he pays more than I do. I want to pay what he pays. And the end of the story is, I don't care about his tax return. Now, let's go to the next step. We got to worry about our own taxes, and tax day is tomorrow. That sounds like a lot of fun. That is the deadline. And it's amazing how people have no clue about taxes. When you think about it, now I said that he probably, the guy that I saw on the street, now this was the big tax protest for the city of Orange. There was one person there. What is he paying for all the protests around the country? Just a quick question that I, you know, my simple mind to some of these things. But let's think about this one. Being that people want, supposedly, they want Trump to release his taxes. So think about the truth of this issue.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
56% of the people do not know what the W-4 is. Think about that one. So the most basic of tax forms have no idea what it is. I'm sorry, it was 57% of taxpayers don't know what a W-4 form is. 59% don't know that April 18th is the day that their taxes are due this year. 58% of taxpayers incorrectly believe that getting a tax extension means they can delay the due date of their tax payment. So we're over 80% on all of these things that people have no clue about. And they want to see a tax return. I've seen some tax returns of multimillionaires. I must admit, I've not seen any billionaire tax returns. I have seen multimillionaire tax returns. And I just looked at one recently. It was 900 pages long. 900 pages long. You think most people understand what the heck is in there? And do you really care? So, money into your IRA for 2016 or your SEP 2016? Yeah, most people got this answer wrong too. 40 is the money you put in a Roth IRA pre-tax or post-tax? 42% got the answer right. 42%. And married couples file taxes separately? Well, 90% got that answer right. When can you adjust your withholdings and exemptions on your W-4 with your employer? 67% got that one right. A 529 plan is, that one there, over 50% got that one wrong. What is a flexible spending account? Over 50% got that one wrong. If you foster a pet from a nonprofit charitable organization, can you claim a tax deduction? Over 50% got that one wrong. Yeah, but people don't understand taxes, yet they make this big deal out of taxes. I'm just saying that, if you don't even understand your taxes, how are you going to understand somebody else's? Moving right along, I'm going to get my tax soapbox. Even tomorrow is tax day. Let's think about this. We got a family here in Southern California. I started reporting a little bit about this last week just because I was at the event, at the Anaheim Hills Community Council event, talking about homeless advocates. And I want to share some information with you, and it's a bit disturbing because one of the big controversies or questions at this event was a person, a motorhome parked in a lot center down the end of the street. It's been there for weeks and weeks, and people are wondering, why don't the police do something about it? Who cares? Well, here's the issue, or here's the answer to those questions, is when you go to some of these events, unfortunately, they have a community town hall. They have to be politically correct. You know on Ron Siegel Radio, there's no such thing as politically correct. So here's the real answers as to what the problem is. You know that they're renting out the rooms or the bed in that facility for the hour? What do you think the purpose of that is? Do you know that the four motorhomes that were parked down on the other side of Anaheim, one behind the other, that's where they caught the individuals murdering the prostitutes in the city of Anaheim? Now, do you really think that who are they hurting when they ask that question about some of these motorhomes, what they're doing when they're not in a legitimate motorhome park where they can monitor and it's where they belong? Now, make every shopping center parking lot into RV parking. Well, go create a city for it. That might be what you want to do. I'm just suggesting it's probably not what you're going to want at the end of the day, have something along those lines being there. Think about some of the other issues that go along. And I know that they can't say these things from a politically correct standpoint. And all of us want to solve homelessness. There is an issue. There are some people who want to be homeless. That's the way that they want to live their life. Let them enjoy and be well. There are some individuals that have mental problems. We need to solve that. We had Fairview. They're going to make that into something else now. Norwalk State Mental Hospital, they don't do things there either. Think about some of these issues. That's what we're all about. We want to help people. Frank, I'm going to take your message down. Not because I have any problem with it. This is not an advertising site, so I appreciate you being on with us, but that's not what we're here for. Rich, good to see you there. Armando, good to see you there as well. A lot of folks checking in on the Facebook page. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, financing your small business, that's what we're going to chat about. Thinking of selling, now is the time to ask. What is a virtual credit card? Talk about all this and more. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach us anytime. Our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned.
Our house in the middle of our street.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as missed opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the interested real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text NEST 79564. Find your dream home before somebody else does. Put your parameters and come up with all the different options that you have there. Every time a new property goes on sale in your parameters, you're going to get a text message. It's pretty simple. Your house, now is the time to act. If you thought about selling your house this year, now may be the time to do it. The inventory of homes for sale is well below historic norms, and buyer demand is skyrocketing. We were still in high school when we learned the concept of supply and demand. I don't know if they teach that anymore in high school, but they should be. The best time to sell something is when supply of that item is low and demand for that item is high. That defines today's real estate market. Jonathan Smoke, chief economist at Realtor.com, revealed in a recent article that the biggest challenge to buyers this spring will be simply finding a home to buy and getting it successfully under contract. That's because the supply of homes for sale at an all-time low, and yet demand is strong and getting stronger. Smoke went on to say, we started the year with the lowest inventory of homes available for sale we've ever seen on Realtor.com. While we did see inventory grow, and I'm quoting him, 2% in February, that inventory was down 11% year over year. 11%. In this type of market, a seller may hold a major negotiating advantage when it comes to price and other aspects of real estate transaction, including the inspection, appraisal, and financing contingencies. Bottom line, as I pay to a potential seller, you're in the driver's seat right now, and it might be a great time to hit the gas. Give me a call if you want to meet a great real estate agent in your neighborhood. I will put you in touch with one. We know them everywhere within the sound of our voice. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. I've shared with you many, many times that I've been involved in many, many businesses in my career. And now, for the last 7 years doing radio, I get to chat with lots of business owners, lots of business people, lots of individuals. You know, we bring one or two people on per radio show every day. And generally, we speak to about 10 people for every one that we bring on radio. So you get to learn a lot about business. And one of the biggest problems that many, many business people have is quite simply financing. So Sarah Nash is here to answer all the questions that you have. Now, what I should mention that if you've got some questions for Sarah, put them right there into the chat box. If you go to Ron Siegel on Facebook, we are broadcasting live, Facebook Live right there. We're not going to have any of the advertising. I've already taken some of those down. That's not what we're here for, but we want to give you some great information. We've talked about alternative financing on the real estate side. We've got individuals who will do loans at a higher interest rate for real estate, investment real estate. What about your business? Can you do them for business? So good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. So are
glad
there some are there some options for us?
There are, yeah. And to be total frank, I come from a very traditional lending background. I was with a large corporate financial institution my entire career until I started this business. And to be quite honest, traditional financing can be difficult to obtain, especially if you're a startup. You know, there are other options, though, which is great for people to hear. And unfortunately, a lot of times that alternative lending, business lending space gets a really bad reputation because there are some, shall I say, shady characters out there in the lending world, in all facets. I'm sure you've run into them too, and business lending is no exception to that. Unfortunately, it's it doesn't have a ton of regulations at this time, and people are taking advantage of it, so it gets a poor reputation. But there are other options out there. Subprime lending with really high rates, yes, it's popular, yes, it exists. And if you've got very blemished credit, you know, FICO is 500, or you need the money very quickly, as little as 48 hours, that might be the right fit. But for most businesses, it's frankly not.
So there's options other than
subprime. Yes. So there are alternative lending options on your good personal credit, on assets of the business, or your personal assets. You've got to structure it appropriately. Of course, you're using a personal asset to borrow against. You're using that money for the business. You borrow under your personal. You lend a business as a loan from a shareholder. So you're in full compliance. I've got actually a lot of information, videos and things of that nature that just gives some really specific information on how to structure that best way to do
so
it right on my website.
You got to slow down for me. So I'm
sorry,
a simple guy. I'm just simple.
You have so much knowledge up here just burning out.
I know, but I'm simple. I got to try and absorb some of this stuff.
Of course.
So I can borrow it. I borrow it personally.
Mm-hmm.
And then I lend it to the company.
Yes, sir.
The company pays.
Mm-hmm.
So then that looks like there's some tax benefits there, too.
There are some potential tax benefits, yeah, absolutely. And it's a really great way to make sure that you're separating your business and personal assets and credit and expenses because, of course, you want to be in compliance with the IRS.
Sure.
Good old Uncle
now,
Sam.
I see a lot of the credit repair guys. So I'm talking about business credit and getting business credit cards. Is that the type of thing that you're talking about?
That's one of the options, absolutely.
Okay.
And it's fairly popular doing business credit cards. It's usually higher limits and great promos and things like that, promotional rates. But there are, you know, there's other credit lines that are credit-based options for businesses. You know, obviously, even things like assets that folks don't even realize they can borrow against, like a securities portfolio or a retirement account, you can use that as collateral. A securities portfolio like stocks, bonds, you can borrow against that for as low as you can enter the business.
Wow.
Yeah. So
the alternative is how you really low. Stock or something?
Hypothecate. This is a new word for me. I'm
sorry,
not familiar.
I'll bring my. I'm
the world. Got to bring it down a little bit.
When I was at Merrill Lynch, we do that with different loans. You know, we do it with the real estate. When you start looking at something that's that inexpensive, an interest rate, start saying, okay, well, I got my book of my portfolio over here. I basically hypothecating giving it, you know, assigning it, so I can't sell it and liquidate it without the investor having some knowledge of that.
So, yes, you do have to let the folks that are the essentially the
investors there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Lien holder. They do have to be aware of it, but it does not restrict. You simply inform them that you're going to sell or trade or whatever, but you don't give up ownership of the stock. You don't transfer title. You can still buy and sell just as normal as long as you maintain the required minimum. Yeah.
So, and you say 2%.
Yeah, very inexpensive.
That's about as cheap as it gets.
It
right?
is, I mean, yeah. Even SBA loans, there are private banks now doing strictly SBA loans. Of course, they've got to fall on the SBA lines, minimum of 2 years in business, you know, some specific criteria. But the cool thing is because these are private banks, the borrower just within the realm of the SBA guidelines, not with these really harsh, specific, rigid guidelines of some of these big banks out there. And like I said, that was my background. I know what those guidelines are. And traditional banks oftentimes put very strict guidelines beyond that of the SBA. And those SBA loans can be 6.5%. Those are pretty inexpensive too. And oftentimes no collateral is needed if you've got the credit and the good cash flow.
So do you help bridge that? I mean, I know that you're doing some of the startup and mm-hmm. some of the alternatives.
Yep.
But because of your background, you help find people the more traditional down the road or help them to a traditional world?
Absolutely. And to be frank, some folks are not interested in that. They don't want to work with a public bank. They prefer to work with a private investor, private bank, something like that. But sometimes it's folks that are nearly bankable and they want to get to the point that they are bankable and will help them get there, doing things like reestablishing personal credit, establishing corporate credits so they can go and start with their business without even a personal guarantee. Obviously, given my background and just the nature of the business, I have a lot of banking relationships. So we'll get folks oftentimes, we'll get them in something that's maybe a little more expensive or a little, you know, that non-traditional financing and get them to the point that they can obtain that traditional financing. They can go to the bank on the corner, the large financial institution, and work with the banker there, you know, once they've established that.
And I would suggest that in some instances, outsourcing that might even be a better way to go for people. Because I know when I used to do it, and I had a seven-figure line at one time with the major banks, it's a lot of my focus from away from the business to deal with the financing of the business.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, a business owner, you're great at running your business. You're great at, you know, designing websites or whatever it is your business may be, or running or doing mortgages, but you don't necessarily know the lending industry and
right.
specifically business lending, and it does behoove you to learn that and take your time and energy and make sure that you're finding the best deal and you're finding the right lender that fits your specific needs, because there's so many out there and it's difficult to navigate the waters sometimes, or it just might not be a good use of your time.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's the one thing a lot of people, especially when you get into business, they forget is that their topic or their business is what they were passionate about.
Right.
And then they've got all these other things, and Larry Brown's been on with us many, many times, is outsource your weaknesses.
Absolutely.
Right? So you focus on whatever it is, selling real estate, yet you might have a person that is your business manager for doing all your marketing and media buys and things like that. So you can be out there focusing on what you really like. We're going to talk more with Sarah Nash when we come back. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing real estate, current events, and financial markets. We'll also chat a little bit about what is a virtual credit card. Got a lot to chat about still today. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. They market their solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. Very easy for me to say. That's my time to say. I'll be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Anytime at 800-306-1990. Last minute tips you need to know at tax time is the subject of today's Word on Wealth segment, being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has every product you could need. Talk about the USDA loan, the VA loan, FHA loan, jumbo loans, the basic conformings, conventionals. They've got those too. Jumbo loans up to $5 million asset depletion loans, cross-collateral, all of them, reverse mortgages, you name it. So what are some last-minute tax tips you need to know? Number one, not filing a return at all is never the right answer. Just think about that. Yeah, don't do that one. It's easy to get some extra time to file. All you need to do is file for that extension. Talk, if you have a tax professional, ask them. There are methods of becoming what they call penalty proof. You can make sure you pay enough, even if you're not exactly sure of how much your tax liability is. And your tax liability is due on the 18th. So don't take that wrong. But you also want to make sure, if you don't know exactly what the liability, make sure you get to the point of being what they call penalty proof, which is where you've paid. There are a couple criteria. Talk to a tax professional. I don't want to give out the wrong information there. So, but it is easy to get extra time. There's help available for many taxpayers. A lot of online services, which I am not a big fan of. There are a lot of tax providers out there, professionals. It's not going to cost you anything at the end of the when you get great advice. Should not cost you anything. And yes, you have to pay something. You're going to get more in return. That's the return on your investment. Take advantage of last-minute tax savings opportunities. That was the, and you know I'm not a fan of the IRA and the 401k. Those are ruses to take your money. But if you didn't plan in advance, now is the time you might want to use that IRA or the SEP, something along those lines. Filing electronically has some big advantages. There are some challenges with it. I'm sure if you have issues, my tax person had some issues with mine. After 20-some years of marriage, I found out that even though Social Security had my wife's name changed, the IRS didn't. So until we figured that out, we had a challenge. If we would have waited till 11:40 on tax, 11:40 p.m. to file electronically, could have caused a big problem. Think about that. There are a lot of issues there. That is the Word on Wealth segment. Again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. For that mortgage, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with the right people at Gold Star. Speaking of the right people, if you are looking at business financing, maybe even thought about business financing, and you're awake all night because you can't figure out how to get payroll for next week. There's a lot of people that have never figured out how to sign the front of a payroll check. It's just the way it is. And it does pose a bit of a stress on small business owners. So we're talking this morning to Sarah Nash, Foundation Business Financing, because you've seen how to sign the front of a payroll check.
A time or two.
A time or two. So when I was in business, in my the import-export business many, many years ago, what we found, I found for me that was the easiest thing is I always had a book ready for financial people coming in. Mm-hmm. And it always had our last 3 years of tax returns, personal and business, and we had an accounts receivable report and an accounts payable report and a few months of bank statements. It was literally a bound book.
Sure.
Is that the same type of thing you need when you're talking about this kind of financing?
It honestly depends. It depends on the type of financing that you're seeking. It depends on how quick your time frame is. Generally, yes. If you're going for like an SBA loan, something of that nature, yes. But some programs, if you need the money really quickly, you are going to pay them for needing money very, very quickly. But sometimes it's really minimal documentation that's needed. So the best answer I have is it really depends on what an individual's need is. And that's something that that differentiates really our company, Foundation Financing, is we get to understand the business first. The first thing we ask for isn't give me your bank statements, your financials. The first thing we ask for is, hey, let's have a conversation. Let me understand what your business is, what phase it is, what are the needs, what are your long-term goals, and let's find the right match for those with your financing options, and then we take it from there.
So you guys are kind of like the small business version of Shark Tank.
A little bit, yeah. I've read some numbers on Shark Tank, though, and it's a bit disheartening. Investing in general is one of those things that people have a huge misconception about. Business and entrepreneurs have a huge misconception about. And I've read some articles and statistics on Shark Tank, and it's really no exception to that. I work with a number of angel investors, venture capitalists, investment bankers, and the number I hear over and over again is that out of every 1,000 pitches they hear from an entrepreneur or business owner looking for investors, out of every 1,000 pitches, 15 of those will actually obtain some sort of investment capital. It may even be what they're seeking, or it may be for a larger percentage. That's 1.5% to actually get that investor capital. So you're an entrepreneur, you're in love with your idea. And
you should be.
It should be your passion. It should be keep you up at night and what gets you out of bed in the morning. But that said, not everyone, ideas are a dime a dozen, and it's to get to that point. And if you're a pre-revenue, then,
what does pre-revenue mean?
Meaning you're not actually making money as a business. And again, your idea is great, I'm sure, but you've got to prove that other people think it is too.
That's an interesting concept because, you know, I enjoy watching Shark Tank. It's entertainment.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. But we make it seem some sort of like the reality real estate shows.
Sure.
Right? On Shark Tank, you see four different investments come on there or four different options come on there, five in a show. Mm-hmm. But the producers might have looked at 5,000 to find five.
Yes. And honestly, just because investor, whether it's on Shark Tank or just in real life, says, really, I want to invest. Until you have signed the paperwork and the money's in the bank, that is not a guarantee. And, you know, things happen.
So do you have some fun businesses you can tell us about?
Some fun businesses.
Put you on this. Well, we'll save that to the next section. I'll give you a chance.
I gotta think about that for a minute and not divulge too much.
Well, we never want to divulge too much, but it'll a little extra business.
Yeah.
But startup capital, I mean, that's a big issue because a lot of people wonder what is, you know, you hear about borrowing from your 401k IRA. I don't know if that's a good idea or not. Probably not the best thing.
Depends on the person, too. Yeah.
You know, running up your credit card bills, going and borrowing from grandma and grandpa. Mm-hmm. What is that? Are there legitimate business sources for startup capital?
There are. There are actually some investors out there that are private investors, as well as private banks that instead of in exchange for equity, they'll actually lend money. And the statistics of them actually lending money versus that 1% is much higher. So if you're pre-revenue, if you're a startup company, leveraging your good personal credit of yours or one of the other owners of the business or an asset are great options for startups. There are business-specific lines of credit and credit cards out there. We always recommend working with an expert to make sure you're getting the best rates. You're not taking advantage of, you're taking advantage of promotional rates that can be offered specifically for businesses. Or borrowing against an asset, even things like if you're an early phase company and you've got a purchase order, for example, you've got a company that wants to purchase from you, it takes a lot of capital up front to fulfill that purchase order. So you can actually leverage that purchase order to borrow money, fulfill the purchase order, and then pay it back once the purchase order is fulfilled. We work with folks that do, you know, selling on Amazon and Costco and things like that. Are in exactly that boat. And I actually, a little additional information, I do have, I love to give information to people. I'm not.
Never noticed you. You have a lot to share. Back up 1 second because before we go, you know, we'll be on that. What is the range of price that it would cost me to borrow money for startup money? You know, is it going to be 50 to 70% or 5 to 10%? Is there a range that you can talk about?
That's a great question. Yeah, like with the promotional rates, those are 0%, just like promos usually are. But it can be as little as 2% if it's like an asset-backed loan. When the SBA does start, again, it's much easier to work with a private bank on the SBA side, but those can be, you know, 6.5% even for startups.
Okay.
Or, you know, some of them can be really expensive. It all depends on the risk profile of the borrower, but it can be super affordable or it can be expensive.
Sure that you would agree with is that because you've got a finance background, the number that whatever the cost is of money is just another line that needs to be put onto the expense side.
Absolutely.
Right? So you just figure that in. If it's going to cost you 3% for raw materials and 1% for finance,
mm-hmm.
just figure, okay, now you've got 4% and keep adding all the numbers in there.
Absolutely. Of course, you've got to think of what is my cost of capital, what is the return on my investment, and absolutely strict budgets, making sure you truly understand the cost of capital and borrowing when you're really ready for it. Versus just kind of saying, oh, well, it's great to have some extra money, and then you borrow, and like, wait, what the heck do I do with it now?
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, one of the things that I've seen on some of the different scenarios that people have brought me is a concept where you borrow $1,000 or $5,000, and you have to pay back $8,000, and they don't want to tell you what the interest rate is. Mm-hmm. I want to talk to Sarah about that a little bit, about that one when we come back. You're listening to Ron's video. Discussing your real estate credit and the finance. Talk about what is a virtual credit card. I wonder if you make a virtual payment. I wonder if that's what that means. We'll talk about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities you just need for us to use. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your credit matters today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are wrong. I've seen one in decades that I've been looking at credit reports. I've yet to see one that's completely accurate. There's always, always, always an error. I know 60 Minutes says there's 20% of the time. I'd like to see the other 80 that have errors on the reports because I've been looking at these a long time. They've all gotten CreditSanitizer.com has the solution for you. What is a virtual credit card? That is our subject. Well, it's pretty simple. No, you don't get to make a virtual payment. That doesn't work that way. But a virtual credit card is basically a credit card companies understand now that people are buying a lot of goods and services online. When they're buying goods and services online, you obviously have to put your credit card information into the online provider, their service. And there are crooks out there that are looking to hack you. So now what the credit card companies have found is a virtual credit card. It's off of your same exact credit card account number, they come out with a virtual number. So you go on the credit card, on your credit card company, on their website, sign into your account, request a virtual card number, short-term usage. You make your purchase with that virtual number into your regular account. You make your payments just like your regular account, but it doesn't compromise that plastic that you've got in your pocket or purse. Think about if your company does not, if your credit company doesn't have that service, well, there are out there that might just need to check on it. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I can put you in touch with some of those companies. That is the Your Credit Matters segment. Again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. Chatting this morning with Sarah Nash, Foundation Business Financing. Before the break, I was chatting about some of these services that you hear about, and they don't want to tell you about the interest that they charge because they say, well, you're going to borrow $2,500, you're going to pay back $4,000 if you do it within 6 months. And if you do the math, if you're a mathematician, that'll tell you that the interest rate is extremely high. I thought there were laws against that.
Well, it's very interesting. I actually have a video and a blog on this topic on my website, foundationfinancing.com. There's an educational section I talk about it there. Those are actually not...
Foundationfinancing.com.
Yes, foundationfinancing.com.
We're going to have to put a link to that right there on our page and on the YouTube when it comes up.
I would be happy to do that.
Right, and one of the big things I love chatting there about here during the break, so those of you watching this on radio.tv or on Facebook Live, is Sarah, you'll see talk. You can't hear us talking other than we move our hands. But Sarah's great at education, and that's one of the reasons why I like bringing guests, certain guests come on the show and others that want to come on don't, is because we're not looking to sell you anything. This is not meant to be an infomercial. And the individual that posted something earlier today on our Facebook, which I apologize those that saw it, but it's already been removed because that's not what we're here for. It's not an infomercial. But go ahead with what you're saying about the information on that.
Yeah, for sure. And I appreciate saying that because definitely I'm here to educate. Those are actually not loans. They are, they're called MCAs or merchant cash advances, and that's just what they are. They're cash advances, but they can't call them a loan legally because you're exactly right. The interest rates being charged on those, that they also don't call an interest rate, they call it a factor rate on a cash advance, because if they called it a loan and they called it an interest rate, it would be illegal. It's extremely high high cost of capital. They're not a right fit for most businesses, and you're right, not very straight. A lot of the verbiage and the contracts themselves are straightforward. And can be very confusing and overwhelming, unfortunately.
So the big advertising ploy that they use is that they can get it done quickly.
Yes, 48 hours in many cases.
Are there better sources or solutions for that?
Money that quickly, that's really going to be your go-to resource. And I have done them. It's something that our company offers. I've done them for folks, but really the right fit in a situation, not to, oh my gosh, I can't make payroll. You're going to be paying an exorbitant rate to keep yourself afloat. And really at that point, you need to look at other options. If you have, as a business, a really great investment opportunity, for example, you've got your perfect example. This is someone that I actually assisted at one point a few months ago. It was a gentleman that resold a particular product, and he could get a really deep discount, but he needed to take the purchase quickly. So his resale would be, his profit margins would be huge, far higher than the cost of the capital. He could flip it really quickly, so he could get the money back really quickly. So he did, but he needed the money in 48 hours. So he got the money 48 hours, paid a lot for it, but he made like a 300% return, which makes it.
So you got to slow that one down for me, because I love that concept. So just throw an easy number at it. So
sure.
He had, say, a $1,000 purchase,
mm-hmm.
and they had been willing to give him a $300 discount, but he had to pay $100 for the money.
Perfect example.
Okay. So he's ending up coming out ahead.
Correct.
But the bottom line is that somebody would say, okay, for 30 days, 10%, you know, $100 cost for $1,000 is 10% interest.
Right.
For 30 days.
30 days, right.
That's a lot of money, but who cares? I paid $100 bills or $300 bills.
Exactly. You're exactly. That's a great way to break it down.
So, without, and I like to be simple. Sarah. I'm just a simple guy.
I love it. No, I love it.
Stuff.
And you get, but you get it. You got it.
Right. So it's not a matter of how much it costs. It's how much you make that's really the important part.
Absolutely. And that's why we get to know. I mean, personally, I own the business. I don't want to be taken advantage of as a business owner. And if I go to borrow money or get a website done or sign up for new merchant processing for credit card, whatever it may be, I want to make sure that that individual with whom I'm working understands what specifically I need.
Sure. And you know, most of the time I've talked to some community bankers around, and I have a mm-hmm. sense that you're going to fit into this same scenario. Is somebody like yourself who's helping to finance a company, you need to understand the business, and can actually become like part of the board of advisors for the company. You know, do you really want to do that, or have you thought about X? Because you get to talk to a lot of different businesses.
Absolutely, yeah.
So you're able to see, you know, company X, I can't tell you what company X's name is, but they tried to work.
Right, yes. And we do. I mean, definitely learning from experiences of other businesses and what has or hasn't worked for them, or you know, my background with traditional financing that I may, and I've had clients come to me before and say, I want to work with you. And I'm like, you know what? You're a great fit for a bank, for a traditional bank, and I'll get you connected with somebody who is the right fit because, yeah, at the end of the day, you know, you've got to use that experience to help people.
Sure. And that's, well, you got to look, you know, as a small business owner, I think you do a lot better long term mm-hmm. if you can look at in the mirror at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right? So you're not just trying to say, okay, I got this deal today and it wasn't the right deal for them, but at least I made money. Right?
Yeah.
Those make it hard to sleep at night.
Yeah, and it's not sustainable and it's just not a good way to do business
right.
all the way around for morality reasons and just business in general. It's just
absolutely. So what are the things do we need to know about in order to deal in this type of an environment? As a small business, we don't have a lot of time, but small businesses, what are some of the things that are pitfalls you're seeing a lot of?
To be honest, I mean, right on the same lines of what we're talking about, the statistic I read just a couple of days ago, 82% of businesses that fail do so because of cash flow problems. So
that's
knowing,
a huge percentage.
Yeah. And 90% of businesses fail within the first year. So 82% of that 90% that are failing is due to cash flow issues. So know what your books look like. Evaluate on a regular basis what that cash flow looks like, both in and out. Consult with experts, whether it's a finance expert or an attorney or a CPA or whomever it may be.
All of the above.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But definitely And also, and this is a huge advice for entrepreneurs in general, and you touched upon it earlier, know what your weaknesses are and know when it's time to bring in an expert or hire someone for your board of advisors or whatever the case may be, but know where your weaknesses are and leverage experts whenever you can, whenever necessary.
And the more you can talk to people, the more you're going to really learn, and that can help your business. Long term, you might even find that you have a more enjoyable business
sure.
when you start outsourcing some of the things. And I know one of the big problems of entrepreneurs, you know, and if you are an entrepreneur, you might want to look in the mirror and see. Entrepreneurs know the answer to every question. Just ask them.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's just the way it is. And sometimes you can get some good advice. You're worried about saying, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And most of us don't know everything. If you want more information or if you want to meet Sarah, Foundation Business Financing, the name of the company, foundationfinancing.com is the website. We're going to post that on the Ron Siegel radio page. We'll also have this video or the replay available on there as well. And make sure you set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. Again, that's all for Ron Siegel Radio. If you have any questions or any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.